We're going to read the story of the Lord's two witnesses. A witness is someone who tells the truth. So listen what the witnesses do and what happens to them in this story. This is from the book of Revelation, chapter 11. And I will give to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, arrayed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, which are standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to hurt them, fire shall go forth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if anyone wants to kill them, thus he must be killed. These have authority to shut heaven, that it rain no rain in the days of their prophecy. And they have authority over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast who comes up out of the abyss shall make war with them and kill them and overcome them, and their bodies shall be upon the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations shall see their bodies 3.5 days, and shall not let their bodies be put into tombs. And they who dwell on the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and send gifts to one another, because those two prophets tormented them who dwell upon the earth. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them who beheld them. And they heard a great voice out of heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And in that hour there was a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were killed 7,000 names of men, and the rest were in fear, and gave glory to the God of heaven. Now here's a picture of the two witnesses. You might be able to see, behind the lampstand, there are olive branches, olive leaves. Can you see that? You can see what they look, how they're dressed. See the olive branches behind the lampstand there? Because it says that the two witnesses were also the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the whole earth. And the lampstands and the olive trees go together because the olive trees make the olive oil, which is what the lamps burn to make their beautiful light. And you can see that the witnesses are wearing sackcloth. Sackcloth is rough and itchy. And in ancient times, people wore sackcloth when they were sad. They were sad because people were not doing the right thing. They were doing bad things. So that's a picture of what they might have looked like. Now, do you remember what happened to the two witnesses in this story? It says the Lord gave them power so that if someone wanted to hurt them, fire could come out of their mouth, and they could stop the rain from falling, and there would be a drought, and there were diseases. But so the witnesses prophesied for 1,260 days. Prophesy means told people the truth. This is how you must live. And they did that for 3.5 years. That's how long 1,260 days is. But at the end of the 3.5 years, what happened? Do you remember? Yes?
They got bad again?
Almost. First, there was this deep, dark abyss, which means a dark hole in the ground, and something came up out of the abyss. Do you remember what it was? Yes?
Was it like some sort of beast you said?
That's right. It was a beast. And what did it do? Do you remember? It said it killed the two witnesses. And so their bodies were just lying on the street of the great city. It's called the city Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And did the people bury the two witnesses? No. They didn't. They said, ha, we don't like these two witnesses. We're tired of listening. We don't want to hear what they have to say. We're glad they're dead. In fact, they were so glad they had a party and they gave each other presents because the two witnesses were dead. You can see these were bad people. But then what happened? After 3.5 days, what happened then? Do you remember? I think you might have told me. It says, the spirit of life, the breath of life from God came into the two witnesses and they stood up again. They were alive again. And then there was a great voice from heaven saying, come up here. And the two witnesses came up to heaven in a cloud. And all the bad people were very frightened. And it says there was a great earthquake and a tenth part of the bad city fell down, collapsed. And 7,000 of those bad people were killed, and the rest were afraid, and they worshiped God. Now, what were the two witnesses teaching? They were teaching the two great commandments. So what is the first and great commandment of all? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul or breath, and with all thy... That's right, with all your strength or might or forces, that's right. And what is the second great commandment? Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Right, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what the two witnesses were teaching people. Another way you can say it is, there is just one God, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's the one that we should love with all our heart and soul and strength. And the way we love the Lord is by keeping his commandments. That's right. Obviously, someone who doesn't keep the Lord's commandments doesn't love the Lord, right? Obviously, someone who doesn't keep the commandments doesn't love his neighbors either. If you're willing to murder, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, and covet your neighbor's things, you don't love them. Yes? That's right. And the way we listen to him is by keeping his commandments. And the more we keep his commandments, the more the Lord's love pours into us, like the olive oil from the olive trees. That corresponds to the Lord's love. And with the Lord's love comes light, like the lampstands, to show us clearly, this is right and this is wrong. This is how I love my neighbor and care for them well. Now today... Do you know what special thing we're going to have? Do you know what special worship service we have today? You can tell by what's on the altar there. Yes? That's okay. So do you remember the name of it?
A Holy Supper.
That's right, the Holy Supper. And in it, do you remember what the Lord gives us to eat? Yes?
Bread,
that's right. Bread and wine. And that's just like the two witnesses. The bread represents love to the Lord. In fact, the bread is made with olive oil, and the wine represents love toward our neighbor. It represents the Lord's truth that teaches us how to love our neighbors as ourselves. The Holy Supper is a regular reminder from the Lord. The Lord wants us to remember he wants to give us heaven. He wants to pour heaven into us. And the more we keep his commandments, the more the Lord can pour heaven into us. So we hope that we will be a church where we listen carefully to what the two witnesses are teaching. And we love those two witnesses because they help us get rid of evils out of our life so the Lord can be with us. And you know what? You can get ready for when you grow up and you're ready to take the Lord's Holy Supper. You can practice keeping the Lord's commandments. You can get good at it while you're growing up. So when you're grown up and you're ready to come take the Holy Supper, you'll be all set. And the more we keep the Lord's commandments, the more the Lord and his heaven is with us. Amen.